Hello, this is Lewis from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's elections for president, governor, and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you, ma'am. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not good, so good, or poor?
Poor.
I hear you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home. Oh, and it's out of reach and for many young people and working people. And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or if under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
No.
Okay, understood. And next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Lori Buckout.
Never heard of him.
Understood. And Mr. Don Davis. Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next, Roy Cooper.
Unfavorable.
Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
He's great.
And Joe Biden.
Very, very unfavorable.
Understood, ma'am. Next, in this year's presidential election, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Donald Trump, 100%.
Understood. If in this year's elections for North Carolina government, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
Got it. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
The Lori, Republican.
Got it. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Understood. And could you please tell, and what is your gender, ma'am?
Female.
Understood. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65?
Yes.
55 to 64?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Got it. And answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of these following streaming services. Sling TV.
No.
Hulu.
No.
Fubo.
Yes.
Disney Plus.
No.
Paramount Plus.
No.
YouTube TV.
Yes.
ESPN Plus.
No.
And Peacock.
No.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This concludes the survey. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.